Blake, much like the Wednesday night game, you guys had a really good start. Things started to turn in the second period. What was the big difference in that middle frame?
Just momentum turned, you know. They get a power play goal. That kind of gave them some life a little bit. First period was really strong. And, you know, that momentum swing was heavy. And from there, we kind of got away from our game, started going on our own page a little bit. And, that's the kiss of death.
How important is it, and I know it's only two games, but when momentum switches, how important is it to stem the tide as soon as possible?
Well, yeah, that's the key there. I think we have that game right where we want it, 3-1 into the second period, playing well, doing a lot of really good things. And, it just takes some confidence in who you are individually, what you do as a team to realize that, a goal here, a goal there, it's not the end of the world, especially for our team. We know that we can score goals, so we should have enough confidence to not, get all crazy when somebody scores goals against us, because believe it or not, we're going to give up a few this year.
Did you sense a letdown on the bench at all?
I hope not. That'd be more concerning, if guys quit two games into the year.
You're disappointed with his numbers, but it's tough to blame Mason on any of that tonight.
Yeah, it is. It's he's a little bit shell shocked with the amount of the volume of grade A's they get right in the crease, and he's making some good first saves through traffic, and they're tapping him into empty nets, guys free off the net. So we got some work to do.
Tough circumstances in the third, and he makes 16 saves.
The guy battles. He's a pro. He's been through it. That's really encouraging. That your goalie is going to fight through it. And we got to do a better job in front of him. It's plain and simple.
Blake, I know it's obvious that it's a concern right now in your own zone, but how do you approach this with your group now leading into Monday?
Well, we'll figure that out. It's pretty raw right now. Obviously, 13 goals in two games is not. Not a recipe for success, so we're going to have to look at some video, look at some personnel, and try to figure out how we're going to keep the puck out of our net.